It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on, what is today, Wednesday? Wednesday, December, help me out here, December. Wednesday, November 8th, and you can tell that this thing is unedited and it's as it happens.
It's a beehive of activity here, Vincent, here in the background.
We are here at Merit Health Biloxi, where Mayor Andrew Fofo-Gillich just delivered another informative session of Breakfast with the Mayor, sponsored by the Biloxi Chamber of Commerce. Joining me with a host of other special guests is Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. Good morning, Cecilia. Great turnout.
Yes, good morning. It was a great turnout, of course, always here at the cafeteria. It seems to always be a crowded, full room. So the mayor was able to speak and give a little bit of insight on some, the progress on some ongoing issues.
We're going to drill down on a couple of the issues that the mayor brought up. And one of them that he brought up, John, as the mayor's across the room talking to someone, was the issue of panhandling and loitering. Two ordinances were passed yesterday, and they're going to solve all the problems, I believe.
Right? Well, no, they're not going to solve all the problems, but we have to start somewhere. I think this is a great start. Certainly, there's going to be controversy in these things, but what we wanted to make sure that we did was that we didn't violate anybody's constitutional rights with these ordinances, and I don't think that we have. The attorneys agree. I think they did a great job putting them together. We may have to go back and amend them later on, but if we do, we do. But it is a place to start.
And the biggest thing that we're doing here is we're identifying what panhandling is. We're talking about where you can panhandle. There's actually a licensing procedure that's been set up. And the biggest thing is we want to avoid aggressive panhandling, right?
That's right. You know, panhandling, the way we view it, if you want to ask for money, you certainly have a constitutional right to ask for money. But the way that you do it is what we've addressed here. You know, some are so aggressive that it's almost akin to robbery, the way they just demand.
It's like going up to the gas station to pump your gas, and there's somebody next to you going in and out of a fast food chain. There's somebody following you around.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. So we've tried to address those things, and I think that we have.
And now, one of the things – now, go ahead, John.
What comes next is the enforcement part of that. And that's if there's holes, that's where we're going to see them.
Now, you're looking at a big plan that has been done in another city, and it was one of the great things that you brought back from a chief's conference. And what I'm talking about is what's happening in Sarasota, Florida.
That's right. Well, what we did was I had an opportunity on the state's dime, by the way, to attend the International Association of Chiefs of Police conference in Philadelphia 2 weeks ago. While I was there, the number one thing on my mind was to try to find out and see what other cities were doing with their homeless problems. And, you know, we know that we have a homeless problem, but when you look at some of the other cities that and some of the folks that I spoke to there, we don't have a homeless problem. I mean, there's some serious homeless problems throughout the United States. But we certainly want to curtail ours and get it in control. But I had an opportunity to talk to Chief Bernadette Lapino from Sarasota, Florida. And Bernadette shared with me the program that they've instituted there, and certainly we can modify that to fit us here, but it's worked well for them and it's passed all the constitutional muster, so it's something that the mayor wants to look at, and we think it's a great idea.
Mayor Andrew Fofo-Gillich joins us. What I'm hearing is three E's when it comes to dealing with the homeless.
Right, educate, encourage, and enforce. So I had two or three more E's to it, but that's the gist of what Chief brought back from Sarasota. You know, the mayor as well as the chief of police and the city managers expressed. You know, it's a complex set of things that you have to deal with, and all kinds of constitutional and as well as just compassionate matters that you have to do in order to solve this problem.
You talked about infrastructure this morning. You talked about MGM Park. You talked about control of the waterfront. You're talking about homelessness. Do you have any easy issues?
I can't think of any.
But you seem to enjoy that challenge.
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I enjoy the ability to, or not the ability, but the having to pivot and reload your registers and go to this mode. And that's a challenge, but that keeps my pulse going.
Now, one of the things I thought you broke really new ground on today was when you talked about Howard Avenue. And joining us in a minute to discuss this with you is going to be Andy Fallon of Pickering Engineering. But, Mayor, I thought I heard you say we're going to see traffic on two ways on Howard Avenue this time next year.
Did I say that? That's how we will. That's right. We'll see some sort of traffic. No, I hope so. What are we talking about, a nine-month project, Andy?
Yeah, I think that we could reasonably see it this time next year. Probably have the
year for sure.
Construction start maybe late first, early second quarter next year.
And we're talking about a project that you're going to put a strict timeline on, right?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to accomplish that?
We're going to tell that in the contract specs that we want to be finished by then. You know, you don't want to be, you know, trying to get something finished for tourist season when you don't want to be completing after tourist season. So, I mean, you know, that cost, anything's possible given time and money, but we certainly will have a target in mind where they have to finish by then, or otherwise you got some, you know, liquidated damages or something. But this is not a complex. It's not, you know, going to the moon, okay?
Now, Andy, you're pretty much saying that you're thinking once they start construction, you're looking at 6 months.
I think 6 months is more than reasonable, and that includes both two-way on Howard through the old Vieux Marché and the MLK intersection, getting two-way open there as well.
Now, Mayor, that's another thing about this. People don't realize, but this thing goes all the way essentially over to Bradford O'Keefe.
Exactly, and there's going to be, you know, a logical kind of tie-in to Martin Luther King, well, you know, the loop there. So, you know, some redefinition of the streets that used to run off of Howard Avenue. So Andy's done a great job, and the SMPD together have really put together the nuts and bolts of what I feel needs to be done for Howard Avenue.
And you're looking at a holistic approach here. You're not just looking at the road, but you're also looking at, say, the Sanger, the Bark Building, et cetera.
Absolutely.
You can expand on that if you want.
Why? No, absolutely. We want to rebuild downtown. We have an Howard Avenue experience.
No. Now, Andy, you had the benefit of looking at a number of old photographs. What's going to strike people the most whenever they see this new Howard Avenue completed?
Well, the current design is actually going to go back to a brick roadway, similar to what was installed back in maybe the 30s or 40s. So we're going to try to mimic the original layout, keep the parking the same way it was back in the heyday.
Now, Mayor, you've talked to...
You can experience a little bit of that parking right now. People parking where they used to park. Yeah. You know, right now. I'm parked illegally. I think Chief Boney's parked illegally. But you know, that's the same. That's the kind of thing. You look at the number of cars that are parked right there where you will be normally parking, you know, in a year or so, we hope.
But you have been real big about what you want that street to look like, the actual street surface.
I've been a little bit hard-headed, I guess, but that's okay. I can, right?
Yes. What's it going to look like? We're talking what? A parquet dance floor? I keep hearing.
Like a dance floor. The street will be an experience.
That's the best way of saying it.
Mayor, I can't thank you enough for being here for this podcast this morning. Anything else that we didn't talk about? Pay raises? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
You're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Andy, anything else people need to know about this? You've pretty much developed a timeline where you're going to be out for bids on this project at the end of the year. Is there any kind of ballpark figures that you're looking at? I mean, obviously it's going to be out for bids, but you got to have some idea.
Yeah, sure. The current budget's maybe 1.2 off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to be tracking pretty well. We've had our 50% submittal the city's reviewing right now and did an updated budget on that and still feel like we're going in that direction.
Okay, Andy, if anybody wants to email you, what's your email address?
It's aphelan@pickeringfirm.com.
Okay, thank you very much. John Miller, we're coming up on the holidays. Give people some really good advice that they can take with them as the holidays approach.
Well, first of all, let's start at home. Make sure you keep your doors locked, your windows locked. Even if you're going to leave for just a few minutes and come back, please lock them before you leave. If you're going to be putting up decorations of any kind, make sure that they're sound, that the wires aren't frayed. Put them up high enough so that if you have pets, they're not going to chew the wires. As I know the fire department deals with that every holiday season. If you're going shopping and you have small children, try to get a babysitter. Leave the children with a babysitter and try to shop during the daylight hours. If you're going to malls or something like that and it's after dark, try to park in a well-lit area. And don't park in beside large buildings or large trucks or large vehicles. Don't park beside anything that has tinted windows. Put yourself away from those things. Don't make repeated trips to your vehicle with lots of gifts. You know, people are watching. And if you do put things in your vehicle, make sure you put them in the trunk. Don't leave anything laying inside your vehicle that would tempt a would-be burglar. Put it in the trunk before you go in, right? When you're walking to your vehicle, it's after dark, have your keys in your hand, and don't unlock your vehicle till you're almost to it. Because when you hit that unlock button, your lights are going to come on, and somebody's going to realize that you're about to get in your vehicle. If you're going to an ATM machine, pick an ATM machine. Pick one in the lobby of a business somewhere, or if you're going to do a drive-up ATM machine, leave your foot on the brake. Don't put your car in drive and park. Leave it in drive. Put your foot on the brake. Get your cash. Be vigilant what's going on around you. If someone comes walking up on you, just pull away. Lift your foot up and pull away.
John, also as chief, if you see anything suspicious, what do you want us to do?
You always. I don't care how insignificant it is. If it doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right to you, call the police.
Just Bruce Dunnigan used to say it, the former chief, it's really a matter of just being observant.
It absolutely is. Always be observant, you know, with your surroundings and the people that are around you. And again, if something doesn't look right to you, it's probably not.
Cecilia Dobbs, thank you, John. Thank you, Andy. Cecilia Dobbs Walton, there is something that went on the market today. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That would be the Shucker season tickets. Even though the game doesn't start until April, I guess the series doesn't start until April with the first game, but the season tickets are on sale right now. You can go, of course, on our website, Biloxi.ms.us. We got a story about that. We also, of course, have a little a link that you can go to the Shuckers. So go to the Shuckers website, and you can get information on the prices. They have, I believe it was, six different, categories mm-hmm. to where you can purchase seating and tickets for the upcoming game. They have some specials that go along with it, discounts to merchandise and stuff like that. So definitely go to the website and get that information.
I think they go from about $500 a ticket. This is for, I think, 70 games, $500 a ticket to, I think, $2,500 or $2,800, somewhere in there. And, William, that includes one of the levels they have is you can actually get a wait staff.
A wait staff. Oh, how uptown.
That's actually the top one for the Mercedes-Benz room. And you also get complimentary food, you know. And yeah, and there's also a lot of the package that offers, which I thought was kind of neat, padded seats. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's something you're going to be in the game for a long time. I thought that was something interesting.
Oh, yeah. I am so glad she finally went to a baseball game. I told her it was embarrassing and she was going to be the public affairs specialist for the city and hadn't been to a game. But you went and you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did. It was really fun. I mean, they give a lot of giveaways. You know, there was activity going on the whole time. So it was really fun.
William, I think this wraps up this week's program. A lot of things happening this weekend. Santa is going to be arriving at Edgewater Mall. We got the big Veterans Day Parade in downtown Biloxi also on Saturday. And Cecilia has done a great job of putting together a really good array of preview stories on our website. I encourage people to go there at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.